I'd like to call the meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial information, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on a municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. In order to ensure a clear record of the meeting can be made, that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public that are participating remotely will be muted during the meeting. The township will provide for public comments periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion of the remote attendees, please raise your hand. This can be done either through Zoom app or by pressing star nine on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt to request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press star six on your phone to unmute and begin making your comments. All members of the public will have 3 minutes to speak and should ask any and all questions that may have during this period. And may then take a seat, at which time the council administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on individual phone lines or login in the user account. We ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial separately so that we can recognize you on a separate individual. Would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Here.
Councilman Espinosa?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw? Council President Earn?
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number five, comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda.
None here, thank you.
Okay. Item number six, open to the public, comments regarding item number 10, consent agenda item. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star nine. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star six on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised for this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. And this is for item number 10, consent agenda items.
Item E, number 10. $19,000? That's all you're going to put up? Hey, there's a lot of intersections that are blinded. We need to take care of the small parcels.
This is about the consent agenda item number 10.
This is item E, part 10. You need to take care of these small parcels. Either vacate them and let the near resident take care of them, or take care of them now. By the way, Mayor, don't put your re-elect me sign over there on 7th and, what is it, 7th and, Mansfield Road. Don't do it. I'm going to write a no on it every time I pass by there and I see your sign for reelection there. Develop that piece or vacate and give it to the resident. It's a blind spot, and that sign gives a resident or any driver, particularly a trucker, coming to that tight intersection. It's tough. It's dangerous. Take care of it, please. And I got more to say.
Please state your name and address, and this is about item number 10, consent agenda items.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay, Pratik Patel, 29 Redbird Road. And again, this is for 10, and for number W, which was for library, 7,959. The question that I have is, I think library has their own board, and they have their own members, and it should not be part of this council budget line item. I would also like to suggest to go for line item vetoing, because some of these budgets that I see are getting injected, which either this board has no oversight, they don't have any know-how to do it, but they are part of your responsibility. With that said, I would also, I'll defer to that. There was another item for SHI for some equipment, but it missed. What is the service cost that will be included? Is this part of some shared services, and what was that cost? I can't figure it out. I was looking at computer this morning. It was for some 1900 or 2000 somewhere today for SHI for some AV adapters or something like that. I can't seem to find it right now.
That item was removed from the agenda.
Okay, and what was the reason for that?
I think they were still working on the contract amount, and there was corrections needed.
So the other part of it is, I want public transparency in terms of what is the service cost. Is that part of a negotiated yearly service contract? And if that's the case, who is fulfilling that? And how much of that job is actually done by the local residents of this town? Thank you.
That item, I don't think it was a service contract. I think it was a one-time contract, but it'll be on the agenda in the future. And then you can review at that point.
Excuse me, sir, your time is up.
Okay. Lately, I see a lot of one-time items.
I'm going to close the in-person portion. Item number 7, ordinance on a second reading, amending Chapter 20, land subdivision, and Chapter 24, site plan review. And this is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 20, Land Subdivision, and Chapter 24, Site Plan Review, was introduced on the 18th day of July, 2023, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 23rd day of July, 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on August 15th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-24.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I've asked the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. You have to unmute yourself on your device, please. They have unraised their hand.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. This is for item number 7.
Have a
Hello. Okay. Pratik Patel, 29 Redbud Road. I just have a general concern in terms of this land zoning and land subdivision, because lately what I see is land to population density, which is kind of going out of whack. On top of it, the teachers to student ratio with all these plans that you're proposing in your 4 or 5 year plan, I don't think that this town can sustain it.
Or it's about the ordinance only.
Okay. So subdivision, if it's creating a high density housing, then obviously I object it. Thank you.
Do I have a motion? So I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Seedy, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 8, ordinance on the first reading, amended and supplementing Chapter 21, Zoning Resolution Adopting Ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending and supplementing Chapter 21, Zoning, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by a remote meeting format on the third day of October 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on the first reading. Item number 9, ordinance on the first reading, supplementing Chapter 24, Site Plan Review. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, supplementing Chapter 24, Site Plan Review, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the third day of October 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a first reading. Item number 10, consent agenda items. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? I see none. Do I have a motion?
Motion to accept the consent agenda.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 11, announcements and comments from officials. Councilman Cahill?
No comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Carmichael?
I just want to recognize the passing again of Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver. And she was from my hometown, Newark. And I'm very proud of her and the work that she's done. And I did get a chance to meet her last year. And she was approachable and inspiring. And I just hope that I can do as much for my people as she did in her tenure.
Thank you, Councilman Carmichael. Councilman El Spinoza.
I would like to wish a happy Indian Independence Day today.
Councilman Lombardi.
None, thank you.
Councilman Rouse.
No comment.
Mayor.
Just want to thank the Piscataway Senior Center Asian Indian community for sponsoring the Independence Day celebration that was held on Saturday at the community center.
Attorney Muscumas?
No comment, thank you.
And I have no comments either. Item number 12, agenda session for September 12th, 2023. At this time, there are no items on there, but there will be items for the September 12th meeting. Item number 13, open to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote session. For in-person attendees, if you speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey. Piscataway is a mess. Let's take, for example, you making a right turn from Washington Avenue onto Lakeview. Just after that first parking area, there's a manhole. It's low, way below grade. Have any one of you driven by there and see how many hits on the curb? It's because of that manhole. You're hurting us, Mayor. Take care of the issue. A man with your religious convictions, your education in political science, social science, logic, you come up with this dogma of white supremacy? Where is your folklore? Non-existent. Mayor? We need to take care of Piscataway. You don't want us to race around. There's signs all over town. We can't drive fast. But how about all the issues that you have to take care of that does affect the driver dearly to a point where it's in danger? Thank you.
Pratik Patel, 29 Redbird Road. So I have a few questions and a few comments as well. First question was, what was the statutory taxes that would be existing? You can answer that afterwards. The reason I come to this council, can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay. The reason I'm coming to this council is I was looking at my tax data lately, and I'll be very candid with you, which I'll need your help down the road. I've lived in this town for close to 20 to 25 years. I have paid every dime of land taxes, income taxes, state taxes, and whatnot.
And after paying all those taxes, I was able to buy a few properties, for which right now I'm paying close to $23,000 in taxes. Collectively in the United States, I'm paying $35,000 in land taxes. Next year, my son is going to go into college, and I have to figure out how am I going to finance his education. This is after paying $35,000 in land taxes. That excludes insurance. This includes income taxes at state and federal level. That includes the Middlesex County taxes that you're collecting through your land taxes. If you can figure out through your financials or actuaries, they can come to my home and explain it to me when tomorrow, if my son has to go to Georgetown, where am I going to come up with $88,000 in tuition fees? And if this is the government that you guys are running, then I got to understand how you're running your finances, because my family doesn't run like this. This mayor, in past, has talked about that our debt rating is AAA. On exit 6, the building, which is office building, I know that has been vacant for 8 years, that you have closed it right now. That was office building for paychecks or something like that. There was not a single job that was created. In last 15 years, you have given tax breaks and tax breaks to God knows whom, and I don't know how many jobs you have created based on that. On top of it right now, all of you guys sooner or later are going to sit on $100,000 to $120,000 in pension. Where is that going to come from when you're creating $14 an hour job? These people who are collecting $14 an hour job, they can't even pay their run their own house. Where is that money is going to come from? Are you going to ask me as a W-2 taxpayer who is making $80,000, $90,000, where I can support my family to support you guys? Don't you guys look and audit when you sign the papers? Are you not asking the hard questions that I have to come to this council today to challenge you for all this kind of stuff? The second part that I have is in terms of when I look at the New Jersey state law said that the land taxes should not be exceeding 2%. This is written in constitution, in legislation. If I go to Zillow today, if you look at my house, the taxes have doubled. At 2%, even if you look at for 20 years, that goes to 40%, not 100%. So I don't know, where does this math come from? And then another thing what you have is, if you're talking, I want to know each and every of your role. Are you in sales? Are you in administration? Are you in operations? That the mayor office right now is filled with liars, and I'm sorry to say that. Maybe they're honorable people, but you got to check their roles. And I'm not accusing you of anybody. I sent the code enforcement. There was a pothole on Shelton Road.
Excuse me, sir, but your 3 minutes are up. Thank you for your comment.
An Oprah request, when I sent that email, nobody's looking at it.
Excuse me.
Sir, but your 3 minutes are up.
Curtis Grove, 1750 West 3rd Street. Couple of issues. I need to know if there's an ordinance for people riding these four-wheelers in the area of 3rd and Hazelwood. If it is, I need to know, and I need them to enforce this. Second of all, I need to know if the cameras are active, because if they're active, who's watching, and we would catch the guy riding in the public park, okay? Third, I need to know the date of when Hazelwood was put on the docket to get repaved and restructured. I need to know the exact date when it was put on.
Council President, he's looking when we awarded the contract. We awarded an engineering contract to reconstruct Hazelwood and also Pearl Place. Just because we awarded the contract to have the engineering services doesn't mean it's going to happen right away. Sometimes it may take anywhere between 2 years to 5 years, depending upon if there's DEP permits involved, right-of-way acquisition, storm drain, you name it, state of New Jersey approvals, moving of utility poles, et cetera, et cetera. So I do know that we did award a contract to reconstruct a couple of the streets over in that neck of the woods. All those were engineering design streets out there by Leslie that were awarded almost 5 years ago. So, and they're just getting to fruition for the reconstruction. Actually, they turned out looking pretty nice out there.
I would ask you, Mayor, is when did School Street go on And how long did it take School Street to get done, sir?
School Street took, from the time we awarded that engineering contract, it took 7 years.
Okay, so I just need to know exactly when Hazelwood was put on the docket, because I think we're close to 5, don't you think?
No, Curtis, because we only awarded the contract for engineering design this past year. Not this year, but we did in late 2022, I believe it was.
Is cameras active today?
Yes. Half of them are active.
Referring to the ones on Hazelwood, in the park, and on 3rd. Those are the only ones I'm concerned with right now.
Curtis, do you have any more comments?
I believe, Council President, the ones in the park are active.
Do you know when the other ones are going to be active?
The company's working on, they're waiting for some more parts to come in. As soon as they receive the parts, hopefully within a week or two.
Thank you, Curtis.
Good evening, Sid Madison, Piscataway. I want to note that the long lead times to get things done are a cultural, societal problem in terms of global warming. You can't wait, the system is not working. We need to respond to global warming immediately. And all these things in the system that make things difficult to achieve have to be overridden, and that the first person that can override them is the next person up for me in the structure, and you're the next people up for me because I live in Piscataway. I want to tell you about global warming that the Secretary of the United Nations called global boiling, because it's clearly getting worse and worse. There are many things that are irreversible about it. The longer we take to not just stop global warming, but to reverse it, means that we're going to have things that are now we assume we have, won't have for many, many other generations. They're irreversible. Even things that are reversible are going to take millennium. Sea level will take millennium. The longer we take to stop global warming, the worse sea level will get, and it will take millennium. I think that means thousands or hundreds of thousands, at least tens of thousands of years to fix. Second thing I want to mention is that New Jersey is still putting in fossil fuel projects. These projects will be costly. They will be costly in the following ways. Every one of those that's accepted will mean a utility bill will go up. For every one of those fossil fuel projects, in the long run, fossil fuels cost more as compared to renewable. The input to renewables are wind, water, sun. The input to fossil fuels are fossil fuels, and they cost more over time. So if we allow fossil fuels to go in, it's going to be more costly. The third thing is that fossil fuels have health impacts, and that's the one that we're most concerned about close to us over in Woodbridge, where another gas plant's going to go in, and the impacts of the health on that, it's hard to put a cost on it, but it's there. All the fossil fuel projects, in order to not just stop global warming, but to reverse it, means that all fossil fuel plants must be taken down, decommissioned. That's another cost that we're going to have to pay.
Excuse me, sir, your 3 minutes are up. Thank you.
That's one of the things that's wrong with the system.
I see no more. going to close the public portion from person attendees.
Council President, I just want to make one brief comment in regards to one of the gentlemen that were up here before in regards saying about the tax rate. Piscataway in 2022 had the third lowest effective tax rate in all of Middlesex County, and I suspect in 2023 we'll have the second overall lowest tax rate in Middlesex County, and that's factually not coming from us. It's coming from the state of New Jersey. Star Ledger even did an article on it. So, and by the way, we don't give out tax breaks to the businesses.
Thank you, Mayor. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.